Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Did you travel somewhere for Thanksgiving? Getting home could be challenging, particularly in the eastern Great Lakes, about to get a big snowstorm.
We have a lake effect snow warning from Cleveland to Buffalo, winter storm warnings for parts of Michigan. And as far as totals go, we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow in cities like Cleveland, Erie, and Buffalo. Up towards Watertown, New York, upstate New York, they could see 3 to 4 feet of snow.
ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore. Entering the third day of the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire, Israel says it fired its suspected terrorists after several suspicious activities that breached conditions of the ceasefire. Hezbollah appears not to have fired back. Suspected salmonella poisoning spurring Hansom Brook Farms to recall almost 11,000 24-count cartons of Kirkland's signature organic pasture-raised eggs. The eggs went to 25 Costco stores in the southeast. This is ABC News. China's defense ministry announced that Miao Hua, a high-ranking member of the commission that oversees China's military, has been suspended while he's investigated. A spokesman says it's for serious violations of discipline, which in China usually alludes to issues of corruption. From the compelling reasons file, a former British soldier who broke prison last year has been convicted of passing classified information to Iran.
23-year-old Daniel Khalif testified his actions were part of a ploy to ultimately work as a double agent for Britain, an idea he got from watching the TV show Homeland. British prosecutors and a jury didn't believe him. Although he was cleared of planting fake bombs in military barracks, he was found guilty of passing secrets on to the Iranian intelligence service. Khalif's case was largely ignored until he spent 3 days on the lam in 2023 after escaping from prison by strapping himself to the bottom of a delivery truck. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers playing on Thanksgiving, a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. They host the Dolphins, who feature two of the fastest wide receivers, Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, led by quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I mean, you'll see him throw the ball down the field and hit some big plays, but then you'll see a lot of catch and run. We're in rhythm. He's throwing the ball. And it's not just the receivers, it's the backs, too. You know, creating some mismatches, getting the ball in space, and letting their guys kind of catch and run. So they do a really good job with that.
College football, the Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers tomorrow at 11 a.m. Luke Fickell says he won't bring in a special speaker to explain the tradition of playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
I'm not a guy that brings in people to speak. You know, I mean, we've got guys within this program. We've got guys that it's meant the world to them. They've bled it. There's a lot of guys that you know, are new here that if they don't understand, shame on them, because we talked about it in fall camp. We talked about it in spring football.
That's head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries for the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper teens to near 20 degrees. West to northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. For Friday, partly sunny skies, gusty winds, highs of the mid-20s. Mid-20s, but sunshine for Saturday. It's 24 at our studios.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the brand new week to you. It's Monday. We've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the world. You know, I hate talking about Donald Trump all the time, but, you know, I've used this metaphor before. You know, if you're having a garden party and there's a snake going through the grass coming up on your, on your chair, it's pretty hard not to look away, not to look at it. You know, it's pretty hard to look away. So, anyhow, hour by hour here for our program, in the first hour of the transitional oligarchy, democracy's last stand, I want to share with you a thought that I shared with Ali Velshi on MSNBC on Sunday morning. If you caught it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, I'll fill you in a minute. Also, Trump is declaring has confirmed in the last few hours that he is going to declare a national emergency to get around the Posse Comitatus Act and use the military for mass deportations. The army may soon be kicking in your front door. And Trump said he didn't know about Project 2025, but now he picked the guy who wrote their telecom agenda for FCC chairman. We'll get into all those in the first hour. In the second hour of the program, one of our two guests today, Alex Lawson, is going to drop by. What will happen to Social Security and Medicare under Trump? What can we expect? And how might we be able to fight back? Also, the House Republicans have revived a bill that will let an authoritarian Trump administration crush nonprofits, you know, groups like ProPublica. Are they going to survive? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. And also, Texas Republicans want to outlaw websites that give abortion information, including like Substack newsletters, like Abortion Every Day, Jessica Valenti's newsletter. In the third hour of our program, Stephen Spoonamore is going to drop by. He's a data scientist who says there's something hinky about the election in several of the swing states. Now, I just want to right up front say I am agnostic on this. I'm not pushing this theory. In fact, I'm pretty skeptical of it. But it's going to be an interesting conversation. I think you should, you know, you're going to want to tune in. This will be at the very top of the third hour of the program today. Also, the plan to silence dissent by the Trump administration. And will the Trump efficiency co-leader, that would be Mr. Ramaswamy, outright delete the Department of Education? He says yes. So what will that mean? A lot of stuff to get to today. The op-ed I published this morning over at HartmanReport.com, pretty straightforward. It's about how oligarchy is a transitional form of government. Longtime listeners of this program will recall that 7-8 years ago, maybe a little longer, Jimmy Carter was on this program, ex-President Carter. And he made the comment that we were talking about Citizens United. And he made the comment that as the result of Citizens United, America is no longer a democracy, that we have become an oligarchy. Oligarchy is a form of government where basically the government, it can still look like a democracy. You still hold elections and all that kind of stuff. But what the average person wants doesn't happen. Instead, what happens is what billionaires, what very rich people want, because they have either seized control of government indirectly by seizing control of the political process of the politicians themselves, or they have become the government. In this case, you know, having an oligarch as president, having oligarchs in the cabinet, having oligarchs, run the media, all that sort of thing. That's all oligarchy. And that's pretty much where America is at and has been for at least a decade. I would argue a little longer than that. I mean, how long has it been since, you know, there was that era, there was that point in time from the 1930s until the 1980s where Americans regularly got what they wanted. You know, we got Social Security, we got the right to unionize, we got the minimum wage, we got unemployment insurance, we got Medicare, we got Medicaid, we got the Civil Rights Act, we got the Voting Rights Act, we got, you know, just all kinds of good stuff happened. You know, the Section 8 housing supports, relatively free colleges and universities, very, very inexpensive. Top-notch, high-quality, brand-gleaming new schools, an interstate highway system. Basically, stuff that we wanted, we got. All that pretty much came to a halt in the mid-1980s. If you think back over the last 40 years, can you think of any major programs that have rolled out that reflect what people want? I mean, we're the only developed country in the world that has 500,000 medical bankruptcies a year. People would rather not have that happening here. It doesn't happen in other developed countries. But no, we still have that. Obamacare, I think you could argue, is the only major program we got. And really, that was a giant giveaway to giant health insurance companies. So, which is not to say it didn't help a lot of people, but it helped a lot of people in a way that really helped the oligarchs. So, you know, again, another symptom of oligarchy. So we've been in this oligarchy thing for at least a generation. And the thing about oligarchies is that they are often very unstable. Eventually, what happens is people figure out that they've been screwed. And you see the cracks showing. You see you see people figuring this out in the presence, in the rise, in the increase in politicians and truth tellers within society pointing out that the average person is getting screwed and the rich are getting richer. In our case, I would say, you know, Bernie Sanders nearly taking the 2016 Democratic nomination from Hillary Clinton, had the Democratic Party itself not stepped in and intervened and said, no, wait a minute. We already promised this to Hillary. Had that not happened, there's no doubt in my mind Bernie would have easily beat Donald Trump because they were both arguing the same thing, that it's time to overthrow the oligarchy, except that Donald Trump was an oligarch. And many of his claims turned out to be complete BS. So anyhow, that was an early sign. So oligarchy, as I said, is unstable. At some point, the people figure out they've been screwed. And what do? They start rising up. They start saying, no, we want something different. And what that something different typically turns out to be is one of two things. Either people say, we want our democracy back, and they move back toward democracy. This is what happened in Brazil when Jair Bolsonaro was overthrown in a democratic election when, you know, Bolsonaro was kicked out and is now being prosecuted. In fact, he fled to Mar-a-Lago, you'll recall. I mean, you know, oligarchs know oligarchs and kleptocrats or whatever you want to call them. So either a country returns to democracy, I think at some level you could argue this is what's happening in Mexico right now as well, or the oligarchs say enough already. We're going to put down, we're going to put down our foot. It's time for the iron fist. Forget the velvet glove over it. And they start crushing dissent. And they start putting people in jail, and they start, bankrupting the media, and they, just all these things that Viktor Orban has done, that Vladimir Putin has done, that Duterte did in the Philippines, that Erdogan is doing in Turkey. You see this all over the world in countries that were formerly democracies, moved into oligarchy, and then when the oligarchs were challenged, they became autocrats in response to those challenges. And so the question is, which way is America going to go? And I think we'll probably know the answer to that question about more or less 2 years from right now. Because, you know, the next 2 years, Donald Trump is going to do his best, right? Presidents always get the most done in the first 2 years of their presidency. Really the first year, because by the second year, everybody in Congress is running for re-election. A third of the Senate and 100% of the House of Representatives running for re-election, and, you know, state houses all over the country and everything else. And so everybody's kind of scrambling, and not a lot of, you know, new or innovative or amazing stuff gets done. So in 2 years, Americans will be able to look back and say, okay, this is what Trump did. This is what the GOP did. Do we like it or not? And whether Trump has gone full-on autocrat, authoritarian, or whether he's only gone part way, or whether, you know, he's decided not to do that at all, which I you know, consider to be somewhere between unlikely and impossible. There will be an election in all probability, and that election is probably going to tell us what the future of America is going to be. So, you know, the bottom line here is, while we still have the ability, while we still have the opportunity, it's important for us to prepare, to show up at your local Democratic Party meetings and volunteer to join up with groups like Indivisible, to get out there and get active. Tag your... We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A national emergency, the military for mass deportation. What about posse comitatus? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Their first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their Wild Caught Cotton Skin Treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can will vary. Text fees may apply.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Crossroads lie before us. The shadows grow so near. A path of light and liberty, or one ruled by fear. With banners raised in anger, the tyrants call their band, but the people hold the power. It's democracy's last stand. Will we rise or will we fall? Answer freedom's desperate call. A nation at the edge tonight. Will we choose the wrong or fight for right? The wealthy few have spoken.
It's a transitional oligarchy phase. Which way are we going to go? Donald Trump says he's going to deport. This is over the weekend. The president of Judicial Watch, John Fitton, posted over on Trump's failing social media site, posted good news. Reports are the incoming real Donald Trump administration prepared to declare a national emergency and will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program. And Trump replied, he reposted it and replied with the word true, followed by three or maybe four exclamation marks. Three, four, can't tell. Anyhow, back in 1878, this is, following the Civil War, following all the wreckage caused by, an actual war actual armies on our soil fighting each other, killing 600,000-700,000 Americans. After the Civil War, Congress passed a law called the Posse Comitatus Act. And what the Posse Comitatus Act says is that the American military may never, ever again turn their guns on American people or conduct any kind of military operation within the United States. Our military is to defend our borders and to fight foreign wars, but not to do things in the United States. Now, the one thing that can cause the Posse Comitatus Act to be suspended is if the president declares a state of emergency. And this has happened a couple of times. You know, George W. Bush did it after 9/11, for example. And states of emergency grant the president awesome powers, including the power to order the military to point their guns at American citizens, to go door to door and kick in doors, to drag people, to basically do police functions. And, you know, so Trump has said that he will use a proclamation, a declaration of emergency, of a state of emergency, essentially through executive order. He will declare a state of emergency and use that to direct the military to kick people out. Now, the act back in 1878, the act only applied to the Army, but it has been amended over the years, first to cover the Marines, then the Navy, then the Air Force, and most recently it was amended to include the Space Force. So, you know, but Trump is bringing into his cabinet Tom Holman, his next border czar, the guy who was kind of the architect and main implementer of the child separation policy, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who was also involved in the child separation policy. So keep an eye on this one. This could be very consequential, particularly if Trump decides once he's got the military in place. This is what I think is the biggest threat with regard to this. And I realize I say this with the privilege of being a citizen and being a white guy here in the United States. But the big threat is that Trump will use the military to deport people that he believes are here illegally, which is, of course, going to include many American citizens, but, you know, he's going to do it anyway. But most of them, probably most all of them, will be either black Haitians or brown, you know, Mexicans, Salvadorans, Venezuelans, etc. But then, after he's done that, he still has his state of emergency, and he still has his military in the United States. So what does he do next? He does what Putin does. He does what, you know, what Hitler did. He does what Mussolini did, and directs his military against protesters. Oh, you want to go into the streets and protest Trump's latest policy? Good luck. He signs a national abortion ban. People show up. Suddenly they're getting shot at. Trump has also picked his FCC czar, new FCC chairman. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Did you travel somewhere for Thanksgiving? Getting home could be challenging, particularly in the eastern Great Lakes, about to get a big snowstorm.
We have a lake effect snow warning from Cleveland to Buffalo, winter storm warnings for parts of Michigan. And as far as totals go, we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow in cities like Cleveland, Erie, and Buffalo. Up towards Watertown, New York, upstate New York, they could see 3 to 4 feet of snow.
ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore. Entering the third day of the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire, Israel says it fired its suspected terrorists after several suspicious activities that breached conditions of the ceasefire. Hezbollah appears not to have fired back. Suspected salmonella poisoning spurring Handsome Brook Farms to recall almost 11,000 24-count cartons of Kirkland's signature organic pasture-raised eggs. The eggs went to 25 Costco stores in the southeast. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickhead Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries for the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper teens to near 20 degrees. West to northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. For Friday, partly sunny skies, gusty winds, highs in the mid-20s. Mid-20s, but sunshine for Saturday. Right now, it's 22.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Got the plan, ain't no time to run, they're taking back the land. They start with the weakest, the ones most alone, ripping families apart just to claim the throne. Welcome to Trump's version of hell, where freedom fades and the darkness swells. If your hair's too dark,
welcome to Trump's version of hell, indeed. Welcome back. Speaking of the media, Donald Trump, well, first of all, I don't know if you caught it this morning, but over the weekend, Joe and Mika, you know, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass. Apparently, they had a very friendly conversation. He was in good spirits. He always is when somebody comes and kisses his butt, right? He, meanwhile, is threatening to sue Ann Seltzer. Now, Ann Seltzer is probably a name that sounds familiar, but you're not sure why. She was the Nevada pollster who did the poll just before the election suggesting that Kamala Harris was going to easily win Iowa. Or maybe she's based out of Iowa. I believe she's based out of Iowa because it was published in the Des Moines Register. And she has announced that she's retiring. But Trump has announced that he thinks she should be prosecuted or investigated. And then, of course, he filed that $10 billion lawsuit against CBS News because 60 Minutes interviewed Kamala Harris and, you know, he turned down their offer. And so he says he didn't get equal time. They did offer him equal time. In fact, I think they gave him equal time after some sporting event or something. But he had posted on his failing social media site, 60 Minutes should be immediately taken off the air. Election interference. CBS should lose its license. All right. Speaking of the media, of course, is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. Brendan Carr is the senior most conservative Republican member of the FCC's board, the commissioner, they call him. And he will be the next commission chairman. He was the author of Project 2025's bit about what should be done about, you know, social media and television and all that kind of stuff. I'll just share this straight up with you. This is from the Washington Post. He's naming Carr. On Wednesday, Carr sent a letter to Apple chief executive Tim Cook, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft's Satya Nadella, and Alphabet's Sundar Pichai, warning, these are the CEOs of these organizations, warning that he believed they were improperly censoring some viewpoints. Now, these are all websites that have historically, or organizations or groups or whatever, that have historically not looked kindly on, you know, open Nazism, for example. You know, people posting swastikas and stuff, you know, calling for Jews or black people to be murdered. And he writes, Americans have lived through an unprecedented surge in censorship. Your companies played significant roles in this improper conduct. That's the quote from the letter. He also said he was, back to the Washington Post, Carr has also indicated he would scrutinize TV broadcasters in instances that Republicans view as political bias. When Kamala Harris appeared on Saturday Night Live, Carr blasted NBC for trying to evade the equal time rule. This is particularly interesting. The Washington Post writes, Carr's ascent also bodes well for the prospects of Elon Musk. with the two cultivating a close relationship. Carr has visited SpaceX facilities multiple times this year, including trekking to southern Texas last month to witness SpaceX's Starship rocket booster floating back to Earth in a historic landing. Pending decisions before the FCC, writes, Eva Dow and Cristiano Lima Strong for the Washington Post. Pending decisions before the FCC include whether to allow Musk's Starlink satellites to orbit closer to Earth, which would make its internet service speedier and a more fierce competitor to traditional broadband. And Carr has advocated for Starlink to receive hundreds of millions of dollars in FCC grants. Musk's social media platform X also stands to benefit from Carr's vow to scrutinize its rival internet giants such as Facebook and Google. He used to be the number two guy to Ajit Pai. Ajit Pai, of course, was the guy who ended net neutrality, an issue that we talked about at some considerable length here. Net neutrality prevents your internet service provider, say you've got, Acme Company providing internet into your home, an Acme Company decides that they don't like liberals. And so any of the major progressive websites, they just slow down coming into your house. They can do that. It's very, very easy. And that's currently illegal. We're back under net neutrality because, you know, we've got a Democrat running the FCC. But the last time Trump was in office, Ajit Pai ended net neutrality. And now he says, well, we can assume that it'll happen again. We'll see. But Carr is an opponent of net neutrality. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Kevin in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Doing well. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. What's up?
Cool. Yeah, before I get to what I was calling about, I just wanted to just say, can we get rid of this idea that Donald Trump is playing some kind of 3D chess? The man is nothing but a evil Forrest Gump. He this past weekend he issued an announcement that he was going to be issuing an executive order to end birthright citizenship, which is in the Constitution and something that he can't do.
Right.
I mean the man is if anything he's just simply a pawn for other people and a useful idiot. But the reason why
they said the same thing about Hitler, Kevin.
Yeah, well, perhaps.
No, he was. The New York Times called him a buffoon, as did the Der Zeit. The Germany's major newspaper. Everybody thought he was just a clown. You know, Charlie Chaplin made a movie ridiculing him. But anyway, back to you.
Well, the reason why I was calling my main topic is why is the left so timid? Why can't we aim big? Why can't we go? If the right wants to go ahead and put a sledgehammer to the government, why can't we be bold? Why can't we expand the legislature, move to incorporate the protectorates as states in our system, and expand the court.
These are all things that require us being, progressive Democrats, to control both the House, the Senate, and the White House. None of those three things are going to happen for the next 2 years. But I'm with you, Kevin. I want to see these things done.
Why can't we make a platform and be bold about it?
The Democratic Party since 92 has been basically, has largely rejected progressive policies, instead calling themselves centrists, which is... kind of Mitt Romney, Dwight Eisenhower Republicans. And I think it has hurt the Democratic Party badly. I think it's the reason why Kamala Harris didn't win this election. I think it's the main reason is that she and the Democratic Party did not go bold and progressive. She said a lot of good progressive things. I mean, I'm not being totally critical of her, but campaigning with Liz Cheney and talking about, I want to give Republicans a seat at the table, and not putting forward really bold policy initiatives that go way beyond what Joe Biden has done, even though Biden has been the most progressive president since Lyndon Johnson. I'm with you, Kevin. I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I've always been a fan of your work, but you're missing a couple of things that exponentially can become important.
Okay.
And
what's that?
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I guess I'll start with Pete Hegseth, the nominee, Trump's nominee to be Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody, I heard an interviewer say nothing bad about him. She said he's an Ivy League educated guy, and he is a decorated combat veteran. She didn't even mention he was in the National Guard. But here's my point. Here's my point. She said that Trump wants him there to cut, you know, spending, you know, along with Elon Musk. Look, velvet glove and the oligarchs. You're missing something, Tom. War. They don't have to do iron fist. They have the intermediate step of war. And let me tell you something. Really, the fate of the United States is hanging in the hands of a guy named Lieutenant General Asim Malik. He's the head of the ISI in Pakistan. Okay?
Pakistan's equivalent of the CIA, yeah.
Right, right. Russia and Pakistan gained greatly from the United States there. We kept the forces that want to overthrow the Russian, you know, the Russian Commonwealth. Those forces are in southern Russia. We kept them occupied, along with the Swat Valley in Pakistan. All those Taliban forces that want to overthrow Pakistan, the government in Islamabad, the United States kept them at bay. Russia and Pakistan also made huge amounts of money on the U.S. presence there. The other thing we're missing is, Tulsi Gabbard, too. They've already been blinding U.S. intel. She's going to finish off the U.S. intelligence apparatus, all right?
Mm.
The other thing you're missing, Tom, is we have another class, another social economic class. I'm calling it the on-demand social economic class. And this explains why this guy was asked. He said, you and your family are going to be deported. Why did you vote for Trump? He said, because I care more about the economy. He was a Mexican-American. He said, he wasn't an American. He's undocumented. He said he cares more about the economy. And you don't have to listen to Crazy Dave. There's an article about it in the Wall Street Journal, all right, where he's talking about America's on-demand culture is fueling the crisis at the border. You've had callers come up and talk to you about the mud sill theory because you're a history buff. Look, we have a class in America that is being ignored. They fuel the on-demand social economic class. What Democrats can do is say, look, you are not indentured servants. Yes, you transit between poverty and the on-demand class, but you are a human being. We are going to protect you from the oligarchs.
That would be a nice start, Dave. Dave, yeah. Thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey,
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are usually cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, I've never seen them go so crazy for a food ever. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Coming, can't you see? Trump's back with the blueprint for tyranny. Wants the press silence, justice blind. Erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down. Hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light. Democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent.
Seven to
into darkness? I don't know. We'll see. I'm concerned, shall we say, but I'm still here, too. So picking up your calls, Larry in Chino, California. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I'm 80 years old, and my wife is 70 years old. We're retired. We're on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, how much trouble am I in?
With the Trump presidency?
Yes.
It's hard to say at this point. I mean, you know, we've always thought, or the conventional political wisdom has always been, that Medicare and Medicaid and Social, in particular, Social Security, were the third rail. Project 2025 called for Medicare to be phased out and replaced by Medicare Advantage, and called for substantial changes in Social Security the effect of which would be cuts. Reagan, of course, cut Social Security back in 1980, I think it was six, by raising the retirement age from 65 to 67, reducing the rate at which benefits grow over time, you know, the annual cost of living, the COLAs, yeah, those got recalculated, and so they've been much lower. So, you know, you actually, prior to Reagan, you could actually live on Social Security. Now it's you know, pretty much considered supplemental income, and so I'd be very concerned about it. And what wouldn't surprise me at all, Larry, although I haven't seen anything specifically about this, is if Trump tries to do what George W. Bush tried to do in 2005.
I remember that.
Yeah, which is essentially roll out Social Security Advantage. You know, we're going to let you roll your Social Security assets into a bank account, essentially, which will be invested in the stock market on your behalf,
right.
Sort of like an IRA.
Social Security Advantage, right?
Right, yeah. And, you know, we'll see. But the big bankers would love to have that. You're talking, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund is $2.5 trillion. You know, a half a dozen big banks in New York get their hands on that, it would mean literally billions in instantaneous profits for them. And they've got a lot of lobbyists, and they've got a lot of money, and Trump is very friendly with these guys. So, Alex Lawson is going to be on at the top of the next hour in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned, because he's going to be talking directly about that. Larry, thanks for the call. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
Well, I wanted to talk to you. I know everyone's Trump-toxicated right now. There are a couple of things outside of Trump that I'm keeping my eye on, and particularly there are simultaneous criminal trials going on, murder cases. One which the Lake and Riley case, who was, you may recall, yep, the 22-year-old nursing student that was killed in Georgia.
Right, by an illegal immigrant.
And there's also simultaneously going on the Jordan Neely case. As you'll recall, he was killed by a chokehold from a former Marine, a year and a half ago.
So
in
point?
New York. Well, what's interesting about this is that white lash always is exhibited in the criminal justice system.
Mm.
I can pretty much assure you that Daniel Penny will be acquitted. I can also pretty much assure you that Jose Ibarra in the Lake and Riley case is probably going to not only be convicted but get the death penalty.
Right.
And, you know, interestingly enough, getting back to Trump, Trump constantly talked about the Lake and Riley case, and why his defense team hasn't talked about the prejudice of that, I don't know. But this is going to be very interesting. And by the way, Daniel Penny has become a millionaire as a result of killing Jordan Neely. He's raised over $4 million for his defense.
Wow. Which is not at all unusual, by the way. We repeatedly find that to be the case. Kenyatta, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Solid stuff. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Alex Lawson. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss. And it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies. They're wild caught cod skin treats. Just go to...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.